Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I like when people do our homework for us. In this instance, it's Tim Benz of the Trib, and I thank Tim for doing math. So between 99 and 2017, since the Browns came back into the NFL, the Browns beat the Steelers 6 times in 39 tries. Oh, my God. But since 2018, Steelers won 4-1 in Cleveland. They had that tie to open the season the 1 year, and they've lost to, like, Jacoby Brissett. Last season, they lost to DTR. We'll get into this later in the week. I was thinking about it. One of the more important losses in Steelers history. They fire Canada.
Yeah.
I think that was the start of moving on from Kenny Pickett. And I don't know that the Steelers are what the Steelers are today if they don't lose that game in embarrassing fashion to Cleveland last year.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
You're absolutely what
right.
A big L. And there have been big L's in Pittsburgh sports history. Tanking to get Lemieux, tanking to get Sid. Losing's not always bad. You lose a lot. In 2003, you get Roethlisberger. That was a big transformative loss for the Steelers last season. Here's my question to you before we go to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. Apart from the Super Bowls, because, like, come on. Is this Tomlin's best coaching job? I mean, it's not finished, so I think the grade would be incomplete. But through 10 games, he's been outstanding.
Yeah.
The Duck Hodges year, I mean, it's incredible that they were able to even finish 8-8. It was. I know right. They started 8-5 and they didn't make the playoffs, and so people got mad at them. They were favorites, actually, in their final 3 games. Here's the dirty little secret. Shouldn't have been. should not have been favorites. Duck Hodges is maybe the least qualified quarterback in NFL history. Undrafted, Samford, slung it around a little bit in training camp, and they wound up winning football games with that guy. They were winning football games with Mason Rudolph, who was learning via virtual reality. He was getting no reps. They didn't have a quarterback coach. So that, to me, was a great coaching job. I put this one right up there. They got to finish the job. It's a regular season award. You got to win the division now. You don't win the division at this point. That's a massive disappointment. But if you do, yeah, I put it right up there.
I think that he's working with a little bit more right now than he has, like, say, in the last 2 years. I would say Kenny Pickett's rookie year on the back half of the season, whenever they were so close to making it to the playoffs, I thought that was a pretty good job, you know, assembling everything together to try to win games down that stretch. And then the game against the Raiders at home when it was freezing, like, you're starting to get that feel, and it's like, we were doomed. Like, before that bye week, remember, we were like, all right, this season's over.
I wanted them to lose out.
Yeah.
I said it would be great for Tomlin's streak to end here, and then you get a higher draft pick, and you don't fool yourselves into thinking better you're not. Yeah.
But nothing amounted to that, but you thought it was going to. You're like, okay, we have something here. Wow. They rose from the dead in that scenario, in my opinion. I would say, yeah, like right now he has done one of the better jobs he has in his career as a Pittsburgh Steelers head coach right now.
But you got to beat the Browns on Thursday, and you got to win the division at minimum here in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Or else I don't think it will have been as good of a coaching job. It'll still be a good coaching job based on the expectations versus where they are, but it's all in front of them. And if you stumble in any way down the stretch, you're going to be left thinking, man, we want more. We want more. I've always said, when the national media is fawning all over Tomlin, that, yeah, he's done a good coaching job, but coaching out of messes that he's created. But when you do think about it, forget about how the roster came to be. When you think about just the coaching, getting that team to 10-7 last year and getting the team to 9-8 in Kenny Pickett's rookie year, that's tough to do.
It's very tough.
They had real bad quarterback play and wound up going, 19-15 in 2 years? That was your rebuild. That was their down period.
Yes.
19-15, not bad.
Right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.